We'll be right back. Hey, loving people, let the mondo so funky. 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 Hey, loving people, let the mondo so funky.
Yeah. está chegando agora.
Seeks path. Dragon whips his tail.
Thank you.
Thank you. Friday hits him in the head. And sitting up in bed, he remembers. She'll be coming tonight. Stumbling into the bathroom, he tries to think of a way to avoid looking into the mirror. But it is late. So he shaves as quickly as possible. And in his haste, he cuts himself. Not enough to bleed to death, but just enough to wish. And then it starts. She doesn't care. His friends no longer want to be associated with him. It's embarrassing. And she doesn't care. He's lost 7 pounds in the last 2 weeks. And last night's sleep was prompted by 2/5 of wine. She doesn't care. His needs can't get frozen outside, so they've started eating on the inside. And she doesn't care. And next chance he gets, he's going to buy a new mirror because this one talks too much. So he goes to work and comes home again without ever having left the house. The phone rings. He answers, hangs up, and takes 2 Alka-Seltzers because she's on her way. The Alka-Seltzers are really not that effective, but they help him to digest the disgust he feels for himself for having been unable to tell her not to bother. Maybe tonight will be different. But she dispenses with that thought because she can't understand why they have to stay in his crummy apartment, listening to his crummy music when they could be out having fun. Giving up, she sits in her usual place, smooths out her dress, and touches up her hair, which the stupid barber trimmed too close. He is silent. When she is through running down her list of grievances for the day, she tells him to do something about his face. It's depressing. And just when he's about to tell her what he really thinks about what she thinks, she goes into the bedroom. And his courage falls from his guts and into his loin. Being prone, he has the edge. So he pushes himself into her body, trying with all the strength he can muster to touch her heart and shatter it. But it is useless because she thinks she's making love. And anyway, She doesn't care. When the attack is over, immediately she gets up and puts on her clothes and starts for home. Safe at last, he lets go. His pain fills the room until it is so thick he cannot move without hurting. Having been in the background, waiting for a cue, loneliness comes forth